You're listening to SBS News.
Three northwest suburban Melbourne men have been arrested at their homes in early morning raids over an alleged terrorist plot. A 30-year-old man from Dallas, a 26-year-old man from Campbellfield, and a 21-year-old man from Greenvale face potential life in prison. Victorian police say the alleged plot was inspired by IS and aimed to kill as many people as possible in Melbourne. Police say the men had tried to source a semi-automatic rifle. Authorities say the men, two of them brothers, are Australian nationals of Turkish background who had their passports cancelled earlier this year. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has thanked those involved in the investigation.
On behalf of all Victorians, I want to thank each and every member involved, many hundreds of officers who have put themselves in harm's way to keep all of us safe. And we congratulate and we are very grateful, all of us as Victorians, for the work that has been done.
Victorian Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton says the three men had been under investigation since March and had become, in his words, energised in the past week about activating the plot. He says in recent days attempts had been made to source a semi-automatic rifle to use in carrying out an act of terrorism. The Commissioner says the trio plan to target a crowded place.
But certainly it's our view that whilst a specific location was not finalised, there was a view towards a crowded place, a place where maximum people would be attending to be able to kill, a maximum amount of people as possible.
Assistant Commissioner Ross Gernther says there are great complexities in making such arrests, with different investigations occurring simultaneously across the country. The properties were raided under a joint counter-terrorism operation involving Victoria Police, Australian Federal Police and ASIO. Mr Gernther says such surveillance operations often involve around-the-clock work.
I think the fact that we work in such a joined-up way actually really helps that, but it is very much 24 hours a day. This job has been 24 hours a day for some time now, and obviously in the lead up to our festive season, we're very conscious of actually making sure we've got all the resources invested in this process.
Police say two of the men have no criminal history, while the third was picked up in 2007 for the minor offence of failing to display L plates on his vehicle. Authorities say there is no more threat to the community from the men. The Acting Deputy Commissioner for National Security, Ian McCartney, says the latest arrests show counter-terrorism measures are working.
Since September 2014, when the national threat level was raised, we've charged 90 people, relating to 40 counter-terrorism investigations across Australia. I think today's result is another excellent result in terms of the work that we've done in that space. And really what it does, it highlights, as the Premier has stated, the really close working relationship between the AFP, ASIO and Victoria Police and the work that we do in this space.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.